more stories online.
When you sign up to be an EPP, extra podcast person to Real Ghost Stories Online, you'll have access to the best ghost stories we've ever told.
The oven doors started slamming open and closed. And in places like this, oven doors take up entire walls.
Never before had I seen such clear evidence of something non-human being in a room with me.
Because it felt like somebody was here. You know, you see I Did It written in paint, where you just paint it.
These are stories only EPP members have access to.
I don't know why, but I just wonder if that scream isn't a family member that was there to claim their loved one.
There was like something standing there right in the threshold of the doorway, and I was paralyzed. I couldn't breathe.
It's only $5 a month when you sign up at realghoststoriesonline.com by clicking Become an EPP.
There was an old lady standing at the foot of the bed, and she said she could see details and everything. You know, it just looked like an old lady standing at the foot of the bed.
You'll get access to the best ghost stories and exclusive video content we've ever created.
I have no doubt in my mind that it was completely supernatural.
But it felt like it was in my head. Like, it didn't feel like I was hearing it. It felt like it was in my head.
Become an EPP now and help keep our show on the air. At realghoststoriesonline.com, click Become an EPP.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your experiences with us. You can write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or you can even email your audio file to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. Lots of ways of getting those stories to us. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again.
Hi.
As we get closer and closer to All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
How's the Halloween show coming along, by the way?
It's getting there.
Getting there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Is there going to be any painted murals or anything in association with it this year?
Why?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of...
Not that I'm aware of. I'm not painting any murals.
Illustrations.
I'm not drawing anything.
That would be fun. You've been doing some drawing for your other show, Junkin' with Jenny.
I do a lot of drawing for that show.
Could you do some creepy photos for... Or some creepy drawings for the... would it look more like home design pictures with pumpkins?
Yeah, I'm not good at, you know, there's different types of artists, and I'm not one that can draw monsters or anything like
okay.
that. I can draw killer fireplaces and bookshelves and
yeah.
room redos, but I cannot draw anything that has life or personality.
But can you draw the undead if you...
No.
Okay.
No, I wish.
Thought I'd throw that out there.
I wish.
Anyway, her other show, Junkin' with Jenny. You can find that on iTunes and Stitcher and everything else. And we're both on that one, too. And it's a lot like this show, except we talk about stuff and items and rooms and things that are needing some new life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah.
And,
taking new stuff and making it look old, or taking old stuff and finding a new use for it.
Yeah. And sometimes it's taking old stuff and keeping it look old, but functional.
Yeah. You know?
It's really kind of like, oh, the rust is going to like destroy this thing completely. So let's do some fake rust. Although it is real rust, but it's not the type of rust that's going to eat through the whole, through the entire thing. And,
sure.
And you can make some, it's really interesting. I'm amazed at some of those items that you look at and go, don't even touch that. That's not going to. It's not going to survive, but you can really make it functional items. Anyway, check it out. JunkinWithJenny.com is the website. You can find the links up there as well. 855-853-4802 is the website, our phone number, rather. So many damn things. It's our phone number at this program where we hear your ghost stories 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's go to our first caller of the day on today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi,
guys. So my story begins when I was about 7 years old. My mother got into a car accident, and she was in a coma until the day that she died. So as we were growing up, our grandmother was the one who took care of us on my father's side. Our grandmother raised us until she had died, and she died in January of, I believe, 2010. So the same year that she had died, my mother died later, and I believe about April. And the ghost story that I have is that we were at my mother's funeral, and I had seen my grandmother there. It's just a vivid memory, and I was small. I was a child. I was about maybe 10 or 11, and it's just so weird because she was so real to me. She was there, and she put her arm around me and pulled me in close. I told my aunt this story, and she said, Sam, that's not possible. Your grandmother passed away before your mother. She was not at your mother's funeral. And I said, there's no way, because I remember so vividly as they were lowering my mother into the grave that my grandmother was there and pulled me in close and held me. It's just so a vivid memory. And the weirdest part about this is when my grandmother passed, they did her hair in the way that she had when she was younger. During her adult years, she had a Pentecostal style bun in the back of her head. She was very religious and had the Pentecostal style bun in the back of her head. And when she was buried, they did her hair when she was a child, and it was curled on the top of her head. So they cut her hair short about 6 inches and curled on top of her head. And in this memory that I have of my grandmother being there at my mother's funeral, she had those curls. Well, she never had those curls when she was alive. So I believe that my grandmother came back to comfort me when we were laying my mother to rest. And it's just a really good memory to have. It's just so weird that this whole time I thought it was real. And my aunt said there's no way it happened. Love the show, guys. I'm a new listener. And thanks. Bye.
The moral of the story, don't have shitty hair at your funeral, because that's how you're going to appear when you come back.
I think that's such a sweet story that the grandmother did come back to help him, because and it was so real to him that he got confused who died first.
Yeah, and that it wasn't even a weird experience. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh my God, there's grandma.
No.
You know, it's already going to be uncomfortable and sad and difficult enough going through that funeral to have grandma's ghost showing up on top of it, but he didn't realize it was just grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really a neat story. And it's interesting too, as kids, how sometimes, you know, how weird perspectives can be.
Sure.
How, you know, just some things that to an adult or to, you know, an older mind is like, well, that's impossible. Mm-hmm. Can just be, yeah, there she is.
Yeah.
Got any hot chocolate? just completely, you know, nothing odd about it.
And you can pull that off with kids, because kids' association of time is so off.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. They don't know if it's a month ago or a year ago.
That's true. It is. That's one of those things. You know, time seemed to go really slow when I was little. How about mm-hmm. you?
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny with the kids just seeing that, where they talk about something like, remember that restaurant we went to yesterday? And it was like 4 months ago or something.
Right.
Like, literally, and I'll ask sometimes, like, you really mean yesterday? And it's more so with the littler one now than,
sure,
than the older. But, like, yeah, just a few days ago. <It's> like, no. No, it was like there was snow. You know?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That's last week. it's funny how different time is as you get older. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
My name is Josh. I just got cut off there. I was in the middle of telling a story of a haunted apartment that my wife and I and daughter are moving out of. We're moving into a house. I'll try to keep it short and simple for you. But basically, we had a 3-bedroom, 2-bath apartment that we had all moved into. And I come from a family of people who are very sensitive to the afterlife. And ghosts and spirits and that sort of thing. So I always felt kind of uneasy about this place. And I grew up in a town that's super haunted. So I'm accustomed to that sort of feeling. But anyway, so we move into this place, and it's very creepy. There's weird stains on the floor. I don't get a good vibe. And it's even weirder because it's in the nice end of town. So I don't think anything of it. You know, I think that, well, it's surely not, you know, bodily fluids or anything like that.
but I guess violence can happen anywhere. So anyway, we move in. My daughter's born in the October of the year that we move in 2013. And almost right away, she is just having a tough time getting to sleep and staying asleep. And I know that all infants and babies, you know, they sleep for a couple hours, wake up, eat, go back to sleep. I'm familiar with that routine. But this was different. Like, it was almost as if something was purposely waking her. And my mom would come and babysit occasionally or watch her during the days while my wife and I go to work. And we had a video camera baby monitor. And my mom told us not too long ago, since we're moving out, that when my daughter Sadie was a baby, she would look at the monitor. And then one day in particular, she saw a hand reach through the crib and just kind of tap my daughter on the head and wake her up and startle her and get her to screaming. And, you know, my mom, whether or not anyone else would have saw that, or mom just saw it because she's sensitive, who knows. But she never told us that because she didn't want us to worry. But I always felt ill at ease in my daughter's room. Like, I always felt like something was watching or listening. It just, I wasn't always comfortable leaving my daughter in there, but I would always, I'm Catholic as well, so I'd say a few prayers, you know, go through the whole rites and you know, hope for the best. But anyway, time goes on. My daughter gets older. She's now 4, and as we're moving, she still has zero capacity to stay in that apartment in any room by herself. Like, she has to be in whatever room we are, is what I'm saying. Like, we turn the TV on for her while we're cleaning up the apartment to pack up some stuff and put her favorite movie on, and inevitably within 30 seconds, she's right there. Not crying, but just kind of like saying she's scared, and going to bed sometimes was just kind of one of those, you know, tough times for her to deal with. And another thing, too, is that she would often say that there were spooky eyes watching her. Now, she had tons and tons and tons of stuffed animal friends, so I don't know if maybe light was playing tricks on her, but I mean, like, it's still a scary thing to hear from a toddler. Like, you don't want to hear your kid say there's something spooky watching me while they're trying to go to sleep. So, anyway, that's pretty much it. I never actually ever saw anything or heard anything per se, but it just always made me feel real uneasy, like, to my mom that she saw that incident that one time on the baby monitor. And of course my daughter just, I mean, it's like pulling teeth sometimes to get her to go in her room. So but now that we're moving into a house, everything's much better. My daughter will, we have a fully finished attic in the house that we have, and it's her playroom, and she'll go up there and play by herself. And we thought for sure that there was no way that she was going to do that while we were first moving in. But now every day that we're at the house working on stuff, she's up there by herself playing and listening to her little music record. So, obviously there's nothing in that house, which is a relief considering the house that we're moving into was built in the 50s. So I thought for sure that it was, if anything was going to be there, or anything was going to be in a house, it'd be this house. But everyone feels much more at ease and everything's good now. But anyway, just, I love your show. I listen to it every chance I get, every day at work, every chance I get at work. I think you guys are awesome. You guys complement each other very well. And I'm definitely an EPP, and I'm glad that I am one, because it provides, you know, countless hours of stories and listening to you guys talk about stories. And, yeah, so I appreciate all that you do and allowing us to have an outlet to kind of, you know, let our stories out there without being judged. So you have a great rest of your week, and I'll call back with other stories as I remember them. Thanks.
And now Jenny to judge.
No,
I'm kidding.
I'm just so glad that the house they moved into doesn't seem to have any problems, and that, you know, she'll go up and play in the attic by herself, which, mm-hmm. you know, some kids, even a house that's not haunted, they don't want to be that far away from mom and dad. So that's great.
Well, I think it really kind of backs up that there's something going on at that place with the girl,
the apartment
mm-hmm. that she's experiencing something. And I'm kind of surprised too that, you know, having experienced something that she still just wouldn't be scared of, what is it going to follow me here, you know? But there's clearly something going on at the apartment that, you know, she knows is over there and is staying there.
Well, and that may not be a thought that has crossed her mind, and I wouldn't want to have her have that thought.
Sure.
You know? But it just obviously feels better to her.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing how that works with kids. Thank you for sharing the experience. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here. Hi.
Hey, Jenny and Tony. This is Kat, local musician down here in Nashville, Tennessee. I just wanted to share my story about an abandoned warehouse and why not to take pallets from said warehouse. So my friends and I were on our way to our favorite speakeasy, Old Glory, when we stumbled upon a warehouse. Picture on the right, red brick, about the size of a high school gymnasium. On the left, big, looking like an old school house. This used to be a warehouse back in the day. It's right next to the train tracks, right? So pretty industrial looking. So my friends and I, we check out the perimeter and we see a kind of loose door. So we kick it down, and right when we enter inside, all of a sudden we're hit with this wave of energy. So I take out my phone and I start recording, you know, like an EVP session. Didn't think I'd get anything from it. The whole thing in totality was about 30 minutes long. But about 3 weeks after that, I was on my way to Colorado listening to it. And about 18 minutes and 44 seconds into it, all of a sudden you hear this voice come up right next to my phone. And you can hear it as clear as day in the background talking, mind my own business. And his voice comes up and says, "Hey, Pat." Kind of like that, like a whisper, really faint. You wouldn't really hear it unless you were paying attention to it. Spooked me. Of course, I show all my friends, you know. I still do, you know. I show them at parties and stuff. Just because it's so unexplainable. So about 3 weeks ago, my friends and I decided that we wanted to build a pallet chairs. If you've ever been to Red Bicycle, you know what we're talking about. Very DIY look. But these pallet chairs, of course, they had to be pallets from the warehouse, right? Because that's the only way to make it look authentic. So we pick up about 6 pallets and 6 red bricks. So didn't really think that anything would happen from it. But of course it did. About 4 days ago from today, my roommate and I were talking, having like a heart-to-heart conversation. And all of a sudden, the kitchen light turns off. And of course, you know, maybe think, oh, I blew the light or whatever. But I just changed the light in the kitchen. So I say, is anybody here? If there's any energy, if there's any spirit, turn the light back on. You got our attention. About 4 moments go by, light comes back on. Nice, kind spirit. Just wanted to say hi, let us know that it was there. Keep going about our conversation, whatever. The next night, right, kind of caught my attention because it was back to back. The next night, this is so weird to me. We're all sitting around the kitchen, talking, conversing. And then ice from the ice machine gets popped up and my dog catches it. Now, let me just reframe this. So we're sitting, it's my roommate, my friend, and I around the kitchen table. My dog's in the living room and starts barking and comes around to where we're all in view, and then ice out of nowhere just gets thrown up in the air, and my dog catches it and runs into the other room. Like as if something was like playing with the dog, and then was like, here's ice, catch that. The ice machine didn't go off. There's no ice on the floor, right? And I saw the ice in the air. Like it caught my eye. It caught my roommate's eye too. No explanation for that. Don't know what that was about. Yesterday, my roommate said that some stools and chairs just got knocked over out of nowhere, too. I don't know, man. All I know is that I should not have gone and gotten platforms from the freaking warehouse where I caught a voice. Not that I'm asking for trouble or anything. Mainly this is just to put in evidence in case something crazy happens and they need to get evidence of what went wrong. Anyways, that's my story. Don't go mess with platforms and warehouses. I'll catch y'all later.
There you go, Jenny.
Don't ever take something from a place that you feel an energy as soon as you walk in.
It's usually a good, but what if you went into an antique store and you found something that was just perfect and it was a great price and it's something you've been looking for a long time, but the building gives you weird vibes, not necessarily the object, but just the place. There's a would you rather.
That's a hard one. That's a very hard one because sometimes you don't know if it's that object or if that object is affected or not.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you only really know if you touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's times where I'm like, I'm not going to touch it. I mean, you've seen me in an antique mall. You're like, oh, look at that. I'm not touching that.
Yeah, you tell me not to touch things.
Yeah.
I just rub my beard on them now and that kind of, I get the, I can transfer because it's like tentacles, you know, it's like I get the vibes from all the hair follicles that touch it. So it's like, it really affects me more.
Paranormal beard.
Yes.
Okay.
Got to think of a name for this. That's a great new one. It's like, you know, people like they walk around, they touch things, they shut their eyes, they meditate, they whatever, you know, to communicate with the dead. I'm the guy who goes in and I have to rub my beard on things and then I will tell you the story behind it.
Nobody wants to buy it after you do that.
I'll come up with a name where a listener will. The beard something. Boogity beard.
Okay.
Like the boogity man, you know?
Yeah.
Or yeah, like, I could bring back the Disney series that used to be on, you know, in the 80s. The
yeah.
Bride of Boogity and Beard of Boogity is what it will be. I'll play the role and I just walk around and.
Don't do that. That's a terrible noise.
Oh my God. I'm getting this vibe.
Stop.
I'm feeling.
God, you're like an animal. Don't do that.
Like it's like a cat.
Yeah.
I'm marking my territory.
Don't do that.
With my beard. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. I'm gonna turn the mic off and pee on the mic next and
right.
Then I'll really mark it. Let's go to another caller. So you're hi, you're on the air.
Hey guys, how you guys doing? My name is Sergio. I'm calling you guys from Chicago. I just started listening to your show on Spotify. And I think it's amazing to hear all these different stories from the paranormal. And I would actually like to share a couple of mine that actually happened to me not too long ago. I moved into my girlfriend's house in the south side of Chicago, kind of around 26th Street. Unfortunately, her mom passed away in that house. A couple of months into the relationship, it didn't really worry me too much. I mean, there's really nothing to be worried about, you know? I mean, it's something tragic, but whatever. She got pregnant, and when she was pregnant, we got a dog. Now, her brother lives in the first floor. Her second brother lives in the second floor, and we used to rent out the attic level, which is basically the house was a two flat. So one day the first strange thing that happened to me there was one day we were asked to dog sit her brother's dog that which lives on the first floor, which is actually ground level, so there's no stairs, there's no nothing. It's there's a front window. So we decided to take the dogs out, but since our dog and their dog are two pit bulls and they're very playful dogs, we couldn't have both dogs out at the same time. So we had to put a dog inside and the other dog outside to do its duty, you know? So our dog was about a year old. The other dog was about 3 years old. And just to make sure our dog was fine and he wasn't making a mess inside my brother-in-law's apartment, we made sure the windows were the window shades were open so we could actually see through the apartment. And So while the other dog was out doing its duty, we noticed our dog was barking inside the house, inside the apartment. So I thought it was normal at first because, the dog wanted to come outside and play with the other dog and, you know, whatever. So when I actually looked inside, our dog was cornered up against the wall, barking towards the wall. But it was like if something was cornered him in at that particular corner. And it was barking like crazy. It was nonstop. And I kind of got scared. I'm like, oh, it's kind of weird. But, I mean, I didn't really think too much of it. So we brought the dog out. The dog was fine. Kind of gave me the chills. So in another occasion, while my girlfriend was, I'm going to say about 6 months pregnant, we had just gotten home from the grocery store. And since I mentioned before, we live in the top floor. I had helped her take the, I took the groceries all the way upstairs. And the dog was inside the house for quite a while, so I decided to take him out to the yard, do his duty, right? So I went outside. I waited for him right by the door. Right in front of the door, I waited for him. He was doing his duty. And I was minding my own business. I wasn't scared. I wasn't really, didn't have anything in my head. I was looking down at my phone. And when all of a sudden, I hear a loud, clear whisper right by my ear, as if somebody was standing right behind me and whispered into my ear. But the strange thing was that it was my girlfriend's voice that told me, hey. So I got spooked because it was just surprising. Not because I thought it was somebody else or it was something, but because it kind of like, you know, spooked me. So then I turn around and with a kind of like an angry what, I replied. I'm like, what? But then nobody was there. So then I was like, oh no, you know, like what the hell? So then as soon as I did that, somehow my dog from far by the garage or the alley gangway, it came charging at me, barking like if it was something was like there with me. Shit. So then I ran upstairs. I immediately just looked at my girlfriend. She was putting the groceries away. And she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, did you just call my name out? And she's like, no, why? So then I was like, well, I explained her what happened to me and whatnot. She was like, oh, wow, you're nuts. How is that possible? So that was another thing that happened to me. And the last thing that happened to me there, among other things that I know it's very time-consuming to tell you everything, but the day my daughter was born, my girlfriend was 24 hours in labor. So I was there for a while. So as soon as she was born, I decided to come back home, get the diaper bag, get everything that we had prepared weeks in advance for the coming of the baby. And as soon as I entered our apartment, she normally has everything organized where the remote controls are right in front of the TV, you know, stuff like that. Everything's pretty much clean. So then I entered the room to get everything that we had gotten ready. And all of a sudden, the TV turned on. And it turns on into a creepy commercial, which I guess so happened to be somebody laughing. And I was just like, holy shit. I was like, oh man, like, not right now, please. So then, in my head, I just kind of made a prayer. I did a prayer, and I walked out of the room, or the apartment, and I made my way to the hospital. But, yeah, thanks for listening. That's my, encounter with the paranormal, or so I think. And, love your show. Hopefully you guys can use this, someday, and I would love to hear it. All right, take care, guys. Awesome show. Bye.
I don't know if it necessarily has anything to do with the girlfriend's mother passing away, but it could have something to do with the fact that she was expecting.
Okay.
Just because that can attract things for whatever reason.
Sure, it seems to kind of happen that way quite frequently. Mm-hmm. I think it's easy to make that assumption when someone passes away, that that must be the ghost that you're seeing, the first paranormal experience you have, but that's not always necessarily the case,
right?
As you'll find. Thank you for sharing the experience with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
It's Erin again with another story about Tori that actually just happened last night. I started a new job where they have me doing like a late second shift that's only like 5 hours. And instead of doing like 2 to 10, I'm doing 6 to 11 at night. And I get home somewhere around 11:30. And I got home last night, and as I'm getting out of my car, I noticed that Tori's walking through the parking lot of our complex. And I was like, okay, well, this isn't all that unusual, because sometimes when her and Isaac start fighting, we all live together still, by the way, but sometimes when her and Isaac start fighting, she'll go for a walk to calm down. And I called out to her, and I was like, hey, Tori, what are you doing? And she didn't answer me. In fact, I think she actually started to walk a little bit faster when she heard me calling out to her. And that's about when I noticed that she didn't have any shoes on and her eyes were completely closed. And I realized she's sleepwalking. If you've never dealt with a sleepwalker before, the number one rule is you do not wake them up. You never, ever, 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 ever wake them up. Because they're going to be disoriented and you don't know what they're going to do. You don't know what they were dreaming about that got them to get up and start walking. So all you do is you lead them back to a safe, comfortable place to sleep. And obviously the middle of the parking lot in our apartment complex is not a safe or comfortable place. So I get her up the stairs. Mind you, we live on a third-story walk-up apartment. So I get her up 3 flights of stairs and into the apartment. And about the time I get her into the living room, she collapses and falls back asleep in the living room. And you might be saying to yourself, well, where was Isaac in all of this? Well, he was at the gas station getting gas for Tori's car because he knew that she needed gas for work in the morning. And he came back and asked what had happened. And I said, you know, she was outside sleepwalking. And we got her up and explained what happened. And she was like, you know, like, I've never gotten that far before. Like, I don't know how long I was outside. And I was like, me either. All I know is that if I had come around that corner and pulled into our lot, you know, 10 to 20 seconds later, I could have hit you. And she was like, well, I haven't been hit yet. And I was like, poor, you don't understand. I could have hit you if I had been another, like, 10 seconds later. Like, I'm not okay with that. I went to bed a couple of minutes after I got home. And another thing you need to understand about Tori is that she's done this past life regression thing. So she has memories of past lives that she's had. And Isaac was sitting in the living room on his phone on Facebook. And Tori was talking to him, and she just, like, stopped in mid-sentence. And, you know, this is all coming from Isaac. He says she just stopped in mid-sentence. And he looks up at, and he looks up, and he's kind of like, hey, babe, what's up? And that's when he sees her in a daze going for the front door. And by the time he gets over to her, she has the door unlocked, and she's stepping outside. And he pulled her back inside and was like, Tori, what the fuck was that? And she explained that she was reliving a memory in an almost dreamlike state where she was remembering a time where she was about 14 or 15 years old, a life where she was about 14 or 15 years old, and she was being forced to marry a man that she didn't like. And to get out of the marriage, she jumped out of a window. And this morning, Isaac explained to me that he thinks that she was going to go jump off the balcony that's on the second floor leading up to our apartment. And I was like, well, I'm glad you caught her. And he was like, yeah, I'm really glad I caught her, too. But yeah, that's my story. I will definitely have more because I've noticed that almost all of my stories involve Tori in some way, shape, or form. Because I don't know what the hell it is with that girl, but she's got something going on. She's got stuff attached to her. It's crazy. I'm not an ETP yet, but I am going to become one, I swear to you. Just, you know, things are super, super tight financially right now. So, but I love what you guys do. I love your podcast. I still listen to it. Granted, I kind of fall behind now with where I'm working. I can't listen to it as much as I used to. So I binge listen, which is almost as good. Well, actually better because I don't have to just stop after one episode when I'm caught up. I can just keep listening. but yeah, I will definitely call or write in again later. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
Okay. Can you haunt yourself?
Can you haunt yourself?
Can it be something tied to her past life that's haunting her?
I see what you're saying. I suppose in that capacity, yes. Mm-hmm. That would be interesting.
Since she's able to recall things from that,
mm-hmm.
makes you wonder.
Can your past ghostly self find where you're at now? Or is it really, you're not necessarily having a past life? Is it one of those things where there's something from the past that's trying to get their story told through you? We've talked about that before.
But that also could be your past self trying to get your story told through your new self.
I'm just confused as hell now.
Sorry. I just was thinking it's not something we've really talked about.
Sure. I don't know. I mean, when stories like that come about, I tend to go more towards the road of it's not like your past self and your new self. I think it's like you have the one self. And so maybe in that sense, it's not necessarily that you're haunting yourself. It's something that's trying to get its story told through you. But it's so vivid, and the way that it's coming through is you're thinking that it's so real to you, mm-hmm. the way you're seeing and experiencing everything. And that's why you're feeling this. Is this a past life? Mm-hmm. You know, is that the case though? Or is it something that's just the way you're the conduit for it?
I don't know. I could kind of go either way on that.
I don't know. It's, I have no answer. It could go anyway.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how I think about it quite often. So thank you. And I think about it all the time, like literally every hour on the hour.
Okay.
I sit down and it comes up somewhat frequently in the show.
Past lives?
Well, that, yeah, and just that thought. So, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe at least once a month we have something like that we talk about. So,
kind of.
So, thank you for sharing that experience with us. I do appreciate it. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Thank you guys for listening. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an EPP Extra Podcast person. Sign up on the website at ghostpodcast.com. It's only $5 a month to be an EPP. Get access to all of our bonus material, or you can sign up for a full year, get one of those months free, and claim a bonus. It can be a bunk bed bell. It can be a one-on-one phone session with us where we hear your ghost story, ask some questions, and kind of go through it. So lots of stuff up there. Ghostpodcast.com. That's what funds this thing and keeps it on the air there at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.